whatever.
If you want to hang on, I'll do that.
Video. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we have so many videos out there on the web of girls boxing one another, and it's pretty sick stuff. Alex was mentioning also about South Park, all the stuff involved with that, with women attacking men, and it's all the stuff with the propaganda with men being the idiot and the fat guy, and you know, it's really not good to see us move in this direction. It's sad, but we're gonna go back to Alex because I want to bring Kevin on because he's waited about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll resume that conversation. How you doing, Kevin?
Not bad, Alex. I've been really enjoying what the other Alex was saying too, and I commend him because, like him too, I took a huge interest in all the esoteric stuff that movies present before us, that they're kind of telling us straight in our face what they're actually doing to us and who's doing it, yet we're so dumbed down by the constant bombardment of stimuli that we don't even realize what's being presented in front of us. One of the reasons why I wanted to call is, stepping back a little bit, is you brought up a key phrase earlier in your program. And even before that, I want to talk about the Bill Gates and the mosquito thing. I have been handed or given a document that was titled Biological and Chemical Testing Involving Human Subjects by the Department of Defense. And it's a document, it's a subcommittee hearing document. And within this document, they were talking about how they were actually tainting mosquitoes and dropping them into populated areas and then monitoring the local clinics and the health organizations and tracking how these would spread. So this isn't something that's new. This has been going on for a while. Back to the key word of something that you mentioned. You mentioned the phrase, now is the time. And that is a predominantly used phrase for the puppeteers, which I call them, the elitists, the Illuminati, the Masons, the Bilderbergers, CFR, Trilateral, you know, whatever you want to call them. I just call them the puppeteers. But that has been a battle cry for them for many, many years. It was the cry for the revolution in the French War, the uprising in France, that was manipulated by the Masons and the Illuminati. It was also the battle cry for the uprising in England. It was used every now and then by our presidents. One of the presidents that used that most frequently was George Bush. And it's really funny, going back to what Alex talked about with movies and stuff, even Yoda said it in Star Wars, but he said the time is now because Yoda talks backward English. But just remember that this was a key phrase used for the elitist. So when you hear people use that quite frequently, I would definitely question where their backing or where they're coming from may actually lie.
And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and bring up that document and kind of pull out some other things in addition to now is the time. And that was also something MLK said. And I never saw him as someone that was sinister in my eyes, but I know there are some people that have a different perspective, and some people say he was a Mason. So it makes sense. He would say, now is the time. That was ringing in my head as you were saying that. But I'm going to go ahead and let Alex respond, who's still with us. Go ahead.
Hey. You want me to go back to the movies issue?
Yeah, do you have anything you want to say about anything that's currently out? I mean, what is out currently that you think is... Go ahead.
I just put out my first video of significance. I looked at the movie They Live, We Sleep, which is really not a programming movie. It's more of an awakening movie, but I talk about how other movies are used to program us in it. It's on YouTube. It's called They Live, We Sleep Deeply, and it's in three parts. You can also find it on my Celtic Rebel channel, which is youtube.com/TheCelticRebel.
Awesome. Well, it's I'll go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, one of the things I did look at, you know, South Park is, there's a major one right there. A lot of people are like, oh, the South Park guys are, you know, funny or whatever, or they're revealing to us. You know, there are a couple of idiots, and they're being used to program us. And like I said, that last show that they put out, where they show the girl beating up the guy, that's just something you see more and more and more of. I mean, you can even watch regular Disney Channel. Just, you know, I tell my friends, just spend like, you know, half an hour, just watch it and see what happens. And I remember one time there was just something, you know, it looked kind of mundane, but if you look at the effects it has in the minds of young girls who are really impressionable, you've got this one girl walking around the pool, she's like 13 or 14, of course she's the one with the most developed body, and everybody's admiring her and looking at her, and they break into their stupid little song segment. But if she's walking down the pool, what she's doing, she pushes a couple of the fat girls into the pool, and she, like, you know, tells this guy off, she walks around, and everybody's just looking at her, admiring her, as she's being cruel to everybody. I'm like, well, what's that telling the average young girl? You know, being cruel is hip. Being cruel is in. You know, the crueler you are, the more people respect you and look up to you. And you see it more and more in our society. You see, you go out and you just run into people that are just, they think it's hip to be cruel. You know, it's stylish. You know, where'd they get this idea?
Alex from Florida, have you seen that video called The World According to Disney?
No, I haven't seen that.
Really? We highly recommend it. It goes into the whole thing of Disney and the influence that they're having on our children and the negative influences that they're portraying in all of their videos and stuff. And, you know, it's ironic if you look at all of the people that own the major medias, you know, it's understandable how they're using it as a control mechanism.
Yeah, and the other part I see coming from Disney, I'm going to have to check that out, is... you know, Alex, you've mentioned it, the horrification process, if there's a lack of a better word, for the other thing that's happening to our young women. And that's just part of, I think, preparing America for to be part of this new third world, you know, because what happens in third world countries? People from richer countries go there because prostitution is cheap. Okay, well, we're not quite there in America yet, but the economy is sinking. What they've done via the media is they've made girls think that being a stripper is desirable. You know, that's all over. You know, I know friends, you know, they have parties. You put up a pole at your party, girls will be all over it. I mean, it's all right. At first, on one hand, you know, we're males, so we kind of like that. On the other hand, it's like, wait, you know, what's going on in society trend as a whole here? So what's happening now with, you know, people are trying to make decisions between gas and food. They're not going and blowing a lot of money at strip clubs. So, you know, if you've gone that far, made stripping, it's the next natural step, of course, is, all right, well, you know, we're going to turn this country into a nation of prostitutes available. We're going to be the next third world, you know, so we have to drop the moral fiber of America so that these girls will readily give themselves away for cheap, whatever currency is, you know, in at the time.
San Francisco is looking at Proposition K, considering decriminalizing prostitution. They're really big in the sadomasochistic sex down there, sadomasochistic, whatever, S&M, tie you up, just beat you and screw you stuff. And all those videos and stuff, I've read reports, they're all done down there in San Francisco. They got big old warehouse, they bring out all their demons and whatnot and spin this stuff out to billions of viewers worldwide. It's, yeah, talk about that kind of a lifestyle, being a young girl, getting sucked into that, thinking that that's freedom, that's... You know, and you are so right on, and I need to write an article about this stuff, and I talk to the people that work about this stuff, and I talk to girls about this stuff, and it scares them. They don't like to hear this stuff. They do not, women my age, they do not like to hear this type of talk about how they are being socially engineered. They don't believe it, and some of them that do believe it will stand behind their creed that, even if it's true, I just can't emotionally deal with it, I have to go along to get along.
You know, Alex, one thing that I have told my friends when the proverbial fan may get hit or the martial law is implemented and stuff, that these women, you know, they think that they're subjectified now by men and stuff in the bar and stuff. Imagine what it's going to be like when it's martial law and there's a soldier that has the right to blow your head off and they're holding a gun in front of you as a woman and they practically have anything that they want done is going to occur.
Sure, they've already had stories about police raping women, lots of them here in the United States, a lot of stuff that people have never heard about, a lot of prostitutes on the streets, like, get in the car, get in the car, everything locked. Here, let me tell you, here's the classic police officer rape of a prostitute. They get in the car, threaten them with arrest, you lock the doors, or even it's just a girl walking the street. It happened to a friend of mine when she was like 14. You lock the doors, it's like this ride ain't for free. And they whip it out. It's that simple. They ain't cops, they ain't your protector. They're the one attacking you because they got the locks in the door and they got the biceps and they got the power to control you at that moment. And it's what do you guys think it's going to take to get people or women talking about these things? Because it's feminicide. It's femicide that they call it in Africa. This girl, she's speaking out about what they're doing down there. And down there in Africa, in the Congo, they're turned into zombies. They're raping them, they're killing them, and they're eating them. And this stuff's in CNN.com. I'm looking at it. Not that CNN's the greatest source of news, but we do know this stuff is happening in Africa, and it's actually getting progressively worse. And you wonder where it's coming from. I mean, it has a bizarre level of progression to it.
If I can take that, I'm not sure. There are certain women you can't wake up to. Like I said, and these are the ones that at least they at least get to the point where they shut down. They just don't really want to hear about it. That's a lot better than just part of the standard program response, which comes from in training of the television, saying no, I'm doing what I want. I'm being rebellious. You just can't deal with a liberated woman. But that's media conditioning right there. So, I mean, how do you wake those people up to it? We're talking about people thinking that they are doing something of their own accord when they don't even realize that, they're just doing exactly what they've been programmed to do. So, as far as a solution along those lines, I'm not sure you can even reach these people. Like I said, I don't think you can reach them, you can reach some of the people, and I think we'll start worrying about the people we can reach. Because I hate to be pessimistic, but it's also kind of optimistic in one sense. I believe that, like I said, there's a split coming in humanity. I think a good number of us, it's kind of like we're on the Titanic. There's only so many lifeboats, and we have to start worrying about the people that are worth saving, the ones that you can reach.
Well, I agree with that, too. My favorite word is next, N-E-X-T, because when I start telling these people of what's going on and, in trying to pop their bubble of their overstimulated world, and they just say, I'd rather watch the boob tube or not believe it, and it's like, all right, fine, next. And then you go on to the next person and explain it to them, and then one out of maybe 15 or something, all of a sudden you'll click and they'll be there. And I think that's the quintessential thing that we need to do, is we need to start marketing and networking with each other in our communities, because when this occurs, there should definitely be some type of operational plan to where you can bug out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I can add in to go beyond the feminine destruction part and all that stuff is the whole gang culture mentality they're pushing people into and thinking that's cool, the programming for the men, the violent culture, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And what I want to add is there's a rap guy, his name's Ludacris, and if I can get some battery juice here on my laptop, maybe in a future segment I'll try and play it. But he's talking about wanting to hit his boss today, yo, life's so horrible, things going on, I'm going to react with slapping somebody today, and it's got such a dark vibe to it. I got to play it in the future segment coming up today. But it gets ingrained in the subconscious because the beat's good. You like the beat. The beat's not bad, and I like part of the message. You're talking about how messed up it is today, but you capital off with, I'm gonna hurt someone today, da 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 da, and then people are just walk around going, yeah, life really is weird. Hi, I hit somebody. And then I'm looking at the support from the UK, and this guy's about to kill himself. He's all depressed and everything. What are the crowd down below, a small portion of it? They're like, jump. They're like, jump, yeah, jump. And the report said that he got... What's that?
I'm sorry, I was going to say that Michael Douglas movie, when he was the office worker, and he just wanted to get to his kid's birthday or something, and he snapped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, that's where they're pushing us. And then I think this goes along with the whole MK Ultra mind control, where they're dumbing us down. Look at the whole Heart Project and Nick Baggage and all the stuff he promotes as far as mind manipulation.
Wow. Well, I think that this is one of the best messages and one of the most important messages that I could be talking about as an alternative talk show host. I mean, everyone else is out there talking about the New World Order and stuff. I am, but I mean, it comes down to what's going on in our neighborhoods. This stuff wakes people up in a different way. Guys, we'll be back in a minute. I'm going to see if I can get that little music video up.
Give me a hold on.
Yeah, you can stay there if you like. We'll be back in a few right here on OracleBroadcasting.com. I'm Alex Hansen.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Back here on the show. I'll let you guys say a couple things, and I'm going to play that video that I mentioned. What other movies can I think of, or would you guys like to reference here that pertains to some of the stuff that we're talking about? I will add in with the South Park thing that they are putting out some disinfo. I mean, they see a 9/11 truth or get his brains blown out by Bush. That was last year, whatever that was all about. Then we saw the Chinese invasion recently. That people think is so darn funny, and then it's just like, what was your take on that one, for example?
Well, I want to go back to the 9/11 one. You know, the first time I saw it was, you know, I've been going through different degrees of awakening myself. The first time it looked like just an attack on the 9/11 truth movement. Then you start looking at it a little deeper. And I found it kind of interesting because they said at first, like, all the blame was to Bush, and it showed that the guy who was working for the Truth Organization may have actually been working for the government, which I thought was kind of an interesting twist. And then, progressing further, it showed, like, Bush dropping evidence pointing to himself, obviously out in the open. So that's kind of intelligent there, and also kind of insightful, saying that all this evidence points to our government. And now what you've seen is, as times progress, now we've had, you know, from different sides, the Mossad angle getting exposed. And what was really interesting about that South Park is the fat kid, Cartman, showed how Kyle did it. And Kyle represents the Zionists. So, you know, that's another angle to it. But then again, on the other hand, it reaches different people on different levels. And this is where I think, I don't think Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the powers that be that run that show. Because I've heard them interviewed, and they just do not seem deep enough or intelligent enough to actually reach at these, like, deep esoteric levels that the show sometimes goes into. And about that show in particular was, when somebody looks at it, just like your average person who's still not awake to 9/11 truth or something, they will dismiss 9/11 truth forever, because it's got the catch line, which is, anyone who thinks 9/11 was an inside job is a retard. And, you know, I've heard people, like, parrot that phrase. And they just, they're just now, you know, on one hand, it shows you how maybe there's more to the story. And on the other hand, your average Joe is now programmed, because South Park is hip and cool, to automatically dismiss anyone who starts talking about 9/11 as a retard.
Well, absolutely, too. With if you look at the very first when South Park came out, and you look of how very shallow most of their stories were, and how now proficiently deep they've gotten. But then if you also look into it, they have writers and writers and writers that are doing that show. It's not just the two of them. You know, pretty much they just say, okay, what are we doing? And the writers give them a script.
Yeah, so, exactly. How do we make this funny? How do we, yeah, I understand. Interesting.
Then it gets back into the whole thing of who runs Hollywood, and then it gets into the whole, I don't know if you ever heard the whole story of Hollywood and the magic wand, and in order to create a magic wand, you need a piece of the magic tree of Hollywood, you know. And,
yeah,
and,
thank you, Jordan Maxwell. Yes, yes, I've heard this from him.
And, of course, not a single holly tree anywhere within the state of California.
Absolutely, and then even the supposedly the druids came to help do the street lines and the locations of this and that, so... You know, and when you were asking about a movie, that one thing that I want to throw out there is that movie 8mm, and with Nicolas Cage, which I think is really another one that's in your face about these elitists. You know, these elitists have so much money and so much power that, you know, having sex with their wife isn't anything to them anymore. They're into, like, the whole debauchery of whatever they can. If they can, like, you know, tell their personal guy, go grab that girl there, I want her at midnight. No ifs, ands, or buts, and then they can just throw them away when they're done with it. I mean, these are what the elitists, this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear a little bit of that song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You guys in the chat room, you guys let me know if the audio quality is manageable enough or if we need a big boost up or down.
I'm tired, I hate my 9-to-5, and I'm thinking about killing my boss today. I'm thinking about killing my boss today.
Just a thought, man.
Yesterday my best friend died. Somebody came and took his life. Now I'm looking up at the sky. Have you ever seen a grown man cry? And I'm asking, why did you take him away? I'm asking, why did you take him away? Why did you take him away? I can barely make it on these streets. Plus I got a couple mouths to feed. My baby's in dire need. So I'm thinking about robbing a bank today. I'm thinking about robbing a bank today. Real talk, baby mama's at home and fuss. Calling up my mobile cuss. I was yapping about this and that. But
the song's too insane if you not to hear the whole thing.
Take my pain away. Somebody take my pain away. I'm so behind. Is it 'cause I'm wasting my time away?
in my town. Too lazy. I can't help it. My grandmama serves a bad, and everybody in the hood is mad. Cause President Bush could give a damn about our ass, so I don't wanna hear shit that he has to say. Don't say nothing. I don't wanna hear shit that he has to say. Soup's gone and we still at war. Nobody even really knows what for.
All right, guys, that was about it, and we have a break coming up. We'll talk about this when we come back right here on OracleBroadcasting.com.
And that was ludicrous.
And we do not support the message of ludicrous. We do not validate what you just heard. We'll back that up in a few. Yeah, the message, kind of a different message you're hearing in this last song that just brought us back, talking about the world we live in today without trying to slap someone today. I went to Wikipedia, and then I'll get our comments from our featured guest commentators, Alex and Kevin. Song information from Wikipedia. Slap is an account of poverty on Bush America. Its narrator explains he is feeling tired about working a lot and getting a low wage. Because of this, he has thoughts about beating his boss. His frustration is then explained to be bigger than that. His best friend was murdered just a day before. He also explains he has thoughts about robbing a bank to have enough money to feed his newborn baby. Later at the end of the song, his car is robbed and he expresses an even bigger disappointment at the government. According to AllMusic reviewer Marisa Brown, Ludacris' character in the song has these thoughts because he is suffering from depression. Okay, I guess you can probably have picked up all those things for yourself based on the lyrics. The music video was released early in 2007. It's based on Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, with Ludacris as Travis Bickle, with many references to the movie, including Ludacris kicking over his TV while watching President Bush and doing the iconic You Talking to Me in an interlude. The video shows Ludacris as a taxi driver wearing the same jacket as Robert De Niro. And the video ends with Ludacris storming a brothel and punching the bouncer and a prostitute's customer in a similar fashion to Taxi Driver's ending, just without the guns. It is dedicated to his father and best friend, Wayne Bridges, as it is said at the end of the video. In the scene where Ludacris is working out, he is seen wearing a paratrooper's brigade of the Israeli Defense Forces t-shirt. Any comments?
Wow. ridiculous. That's about it. What's even more ridiculous is how they've taken the spirit of rebellion among black youth. You know, black youth is supposed to rebel against the establishment, the one that's been, you know, suppressing them for years and years. And what have they managed to do through this whole, you know, musical gangster culture? They turn them on each other, and they're out there wiping each other out. And, you know, the establishment's laughing at them, so that's what they do with their rebellion. They're like, okay, instead of you rebelling against us, which you should be rebelling against,
you're going to rebel against each other, and you're going to kill each other, and we're going to give you these icons that are going to instruct you to do more. And, of course, they're going to sugarcoat it, like with that little description you read. Oh, yeah, he's against the government. You know, oh, he's depressed because, you know, he's not making money. So what's he going to do, running around and take out people in his own neighborhood, right?
Right. So when I get, you know, I see this stuff, angry black men walking the street and acting like this, I know it's not because they're black. It's because of the programming that they've been receiving and that they're open to it. And it's sad because I see a lot of people psychologically just getting prepped. And some of us also might have to get prepared. Some of us are in different neighborhoods. But we're already feeling the mind control, the aggression, the tension. On the local level, news aside, I mean, I can testify to what's going on in my backyard. But others can too. Some people say, I don't see it, though. It doesn't affect me, you know. Some people do. Some women say, all those things aren't happening. It's not really that bad. I'm not affected. No one attacks me. So, I mean, and me is all that matters. So, I mean, that's all. It's just me. Selfishness, right?
I think it's keeping your eyes closed. I mean, even everything is accelerating. Even me, this past year, I've actually been in 3 fights. I mean, I haven't had a fight in over 10 years, and all of a sudden, within 1 year, I'm in 3. People are just aggressive against each other. You know, we're being funneled, and that's just why I really don't think they'll be sending in the troops, martial law. They're just gonna direct us against each other. I mean, it's already happening. You know, it's like everything else, it's happening at an accelerated pace. You know, it's just more and more and more. This insanity.
Yeah, exactly.
The same thing applies up here. I live up in the northern Midwest, and right on the border town of North Dakota and Minnesota. And to see this stuff occurring kind of slowly in that whole gang mentality and how everybody's emulating the gangs, and I really have to disagree if people want to claim that, well, music doesn't influence us.
Emotions from music. Emotions from music. Funny topic, because I was looking at positive emotions from music. 528 hertz. I'm into that stuff as well. I mean, the whole idea of healing through sound. So I actually woke up this morning, instead of looking at the news, and woke up to a half hour listening to some of that stuff on my headphones. And that's something people forget, because people can feel very sad by certain songs. I have certain emotional triggers to my past when I hear certain songs from childhood that take me back to a certain place. And the more you detach from that, the less those things happen to you, the less you get attached to music emotionally and have that association with those songs. Once you realize that, you know, especially songs pertaining to love and I've lost something and, oh, woe is me, I'm gonna die because I don't have her type of garbage that some of us started getting when we were, you know, first going through puberty and hormonal changes when we were, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, boys and girls hearing about, oh God, I can't live without you. You know, before they've even had their first boyfriend or girlfriend, it becomes part of their, oh, I have to find someone, or I'm not complete. Oh.
Right, that's part of the programming as well. You know, that happens early on with the Disney princess stories, and, you know, continues on with, you know, I know girls in their 20s now, they'll keep a boyfriend around, even if they don't get, you know, care about him, because they don't want the stigma of not having a boyfriend around, you know, because their peers just were like, oh, there must be something wrong with you. You don't have a boyfriend. So they'll keep some guy around until they can find somebody better. You know, a boyfriend's just like a security blanket. And that's programming as well.
And before, when we were listening to all those breakup songs about how devastated I am because I don't have her, now the music of today is, well, if I can't have her, nobody else can.
Exactly. Yeah. And then what do you see people doing in this world? That you start seeing people kill one another. Over that kind of nonsense, you know, over people leaving them and economic difficulties. Oh, if I'm hurting, we're going down. We're just going to go out in a blaze of glory. So yeah, violent sex, attachment. You mix it all together, and you have this toxic cocktail.
Well, Dan, you got the. Go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead, Alex.
You've got the whole, and you got the suicide. Let's not forget the suicide angle. You know, we've had. You know, what's one of the most popular? I guess like. Girl, stripper, group, whatever.
Suicide girls, man. People love them. I mean, what's up with that?
Suicide Girls, you know? come on, yeah. You got the whole emo movement coming at you at the same time, and then you've got M. Night Shyamalan, who's a deep level. Now, this guy's one of the people that I think knows exactly what's going on in his movies. I looked at his movie, What's Really Happening, or What's Happening. The Happening, I'm sorry. Right. I called it What's Really Happening when I wrote about it. Now, I looked at his movie, which is what? Suicide, right? Everybody's running around committing suicide, and they're trying to figure out why people are committing suicide, and they're blaming just the most preposterous of things on it. And it even lets you know, the movie's actually quite good at letting you know that the people who come up with the theories of what's happening are complete idiots. It shows you that in very clear terms. You just have to keep your eyes open.
Right.
Of course, the average popcorn muncher isn't going to get it, you know, but if you sit down and watch what they say about the people that are coming up with these theories, they let you know that these people are complete buffoons. And everybody's committing suicide. And you look at that movie, I got one scene of it that I captured. And it's got, wow. I don't know, 6 or 7 occult symbols on it. It's got the Pyramids of Giza disguised as houses, and the exact layout is the Pyramids of Giza. It's got a solar symbol, which resembles the 8 rays of chaos, which is the whole idea of creating chaos in our society. It's got the words, "You deserve this," on the billboard. In other words, we deserve what we're getting. It's got the number 300,000 on there, which I've equated with a number. 3 in any variable thereof, and in other words, like 30, 300, 3,000, is a number associated with human sacrifice. You know, you start looking through the news wires, you'll see like 3,000 victims of this, 3,000 children missing here. And the other thing it has on it is the Aquarian symbol, which lets you know what's coming, and a kid with a number 22 jersey on, and 22 is the number of cards in the major arcana of the tarot.
Oh, wow. All right, we got a break coming up. When they come back, as America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. First of all, I'd like to say in conclusion here as we wrap things up and I get ready to go to work that this is really hard information to look at. I have 2 amazing articles pertaining to what the other Alex from Florida and Kevin, they've called in to talk about. All these different ways they play us off against one another. Listen to this. This is top story on Google. Woman admits making up McCain sticker attack. Republican campaign worker who told police she was assaulted by a black man angered by a John McCain sticker on her car admitted she made up the report. There is some sort of a scar on her face, a big B that is on her cheek. I don't know whether she did this to herself or someone attacked her and left the B on her face. But she made up some things about the situation. She originally told the police that he punched her in the back of the head, knocked her to the ground, and he continued to punch and kick her while threatening to teach her a lesson for being a McCain supporter. So it looks like she was attacked, but she added in the other elements. This is very disturbing. Now, to go from that report and jump over to the other one, this is a local story from the Oregonian. Oregon Mom Won't Return Bunny Suicide Book. One way or another, a Halsey woman promises to keep a popular cartoon book out of the Central Lynn High School library. It's the book of bunny suicides. She said it's not appropriate for everyone, especially children. Her 13-year-old son brought it out, and what she saw convinced her never to return it. It's a collection of cartoons showing a rabbit attempting to end its life in bizarre ways. The son told her he checked it out because his friends said it was funny. Both these stories are insane in their own way. I'll let you guys make a comment on that. We're going to wrap things up here a little bit, but these are pretty big ones.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, the first one, I think maybe that would be going in the lines of the whole publicity stunt of having the whole circus. You know, this is just one of the little bit performers of the big circus doing their little bit to help the show go along. The second one, I've actually seen that book, and the idea of it being in a grade school is just kind of like mind-numbing. And I think it is part of this whole eugenic society where, you know, we are the worthless eaters, and the best way and the easiest way that we can off them all and still make a profit off it, let's go for it.
We might start seeing some things like the legalization of suicide and things of that nature, and perhaps a huge pro-abortion movement rising up as well.
Well, you look at that movie that came out, The Virgin Suicides. You know, that was supposed to be a movie warning about how horrible it is to die when you're so young, but, you know, you find that teenagers kind of like, they adore that movie, and they call themselves, you know, the Virgin Suicide Club, because they think it's kind of cool and hip, you know? Not that they're committing suicide yet, but, you know, this is putting it out in their mind. Oh, wow, these girls, like, made a pact, and they all killed each other rather than whatever they did. I can't even remember the movie anymore, you know? Nothing really surprises me anymore. I think where I stopped being surprised, and, I think I can say this on the air. I was watching one of the latest Disney features, and there's a princess on it, and she, she doesn't go to the Estee Lauder salon, but she ends up getting a facial, and it's really graphically depicted. Once I saw that, I'm like, all right, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing.
It's kind of like a scene from Brazil, where the mother-in-law...
Here's another one. Legal loophole in the embryology bill could pave the way for human-ape hybrids. So it's the destruction of the human, as you guys say, and now, well, we're going to go ahead and do what we want with the human. Maybe we need to make you into something better. Look at this. We're not just taking the DNA from your newborns. We're taking tissue. That's a new one from the UK right now. Tissue taking for animal-human hybrid research, but it's good. It's okay. It's good. Drink your fluoride. Eat your drink your Robitussin. Because it's all fine. It's all for stem cell research.
And if you try to stay away from it, we're going to send Bill Gates Mosquito Squad in.
Are they creating, do you think, animals out there and unleashing them? I mean, there are stories about all these animals that are coming from out of nowhere. This giant spider devouring a bird at the top story as well in Australia. Just a huge spider. It's bigger than a bird. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like something from a movie or something. So who knows if they've whipped up some stuff out there, and for whatever reason they've unleashed these... Oh, man, I hope I don't see any snake humans. That's just going to be scary. Something from some drawing from Frankenstein's book.
The Fiendish Island of Dr. Moreau.
Don't tell me Mary Shelley you wrote Frankenstein and was in a secret society. Please, don't even go there. Is there a Frankenstein conspiracy?
Actually, I have heard that there was a deeper significance to that story. So she may have had some. I don't know, but personally, I've heard different takes on it.
That story is my introduction to the whole hybrid thing and the fear of wacky mad science. As a little kid, came from that book. That was the beginning for me. And then you saw movies about Frankenstein. There was a laboratory. There was half this, half that. And they're mixing it all up.
It's ironic that you brought that up, because I just listened to that audiobook like 2 weeks ago, and there was a lot of symbolism throughout that book that occurred as far as the elitist and just the way of society and that. But if you even want to wrap your mind more around it, look up the Prometheus. It was I can't remember the author right now, but it's kind of a Frankenstein Lives in current day, and Dr. Frankenstein Lives also, and just the manipulation of genetics that occurs, and it's just right on target with what's going on now with the elitist doctors and the secret sciences that go on. And I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if the proverbial fan hit and all of a sudden the mountains opened up and we saw a hidden clone army that's been waiting in the wings forever just to come in and do a clampdown.
Oh my God, no way. and that's based on just your feeling, or?
Well, if you look into the, you know, they keep talking about, if you look into cloning, in England they were working with cloning back in the late 50s. They were cloning them. I can't remember what the fish were called, the ones that can use their fins and crawl up on land. But they were cloning these fish back in the 50s and late 50s, and that's 50 years ago. So
wouldn't that make people just start pooping in their pants? If they just saw, like, 1,000, like, Terminator, Schwarzenegger buddies, like, you know, screaming, like, relax, American forces are here to help. And it's Arnold himself at his brightest and strongest. I mean, here comes Arnold.
Like Alex was talking about in the movies and stuff, look at Star Wars, you know, and the whole thing of the clone army that was created on a planet that they holographically or somehow took away from the records that wasn't there. So
oh
was
my
it
God.
Is there this base?
No, yeah, George Lucas has, is definitely a member of, I don't know what secret society, but there's all sorts of occult things hidden within his works, all sorts of things in every one of his movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we're out of time, guys. We'll have to pick this up Monday.
Great show, Alex.
I mean, you're talking about, yeah, good night, guys. Good night, Alex. Good night, Kevin.
Okay, that margarita time.
Interesting conversation. We've got other people thinking about stuff. I'm thinking about stuff. Clone Wars, Star Wars. I just walked by a theater playing that movie, and yeah, it's the machine we're in. We can feel it. We can see it. DARPA, the Pentagon, robotic wars, everything being operated from the underground. The future is certainly now. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank the people that called in. AlexHansery.com is the website. And with that, we'll see you Monday, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central. Stay safe.
What do you need?